Well, I'm extremely proud of the record that we had. We delivered so much for the district in just 3 years, far more than the Conservatives delivered in nearly 20 years. The first thing we had to do, of course, when we arrived in office in 2023, was to stop the chains being put on the doors of the leisure centres and to invest £6.5 million after the Conservatives had failed to do anything and got them to the point of closure. We invested in a community grant scheme. We invested in the rewilding project, which now means we've actually acted as the sort of catalyst to get around about 1,000 acres there. And I'm very fearful of where that's going to go now. We're the only council in the country anywhere, I think, this year to actually facilitate and provide a 5% cut in council tax. Again, we felt that was important because of the pressures our residents are under. We've delivered so much and done so much for our community, and we've been very, very proud so to do. And I think the important thing is we've listened to the community. And I have to say, I think it's a very sad day that the Conservatives have made this power grab. And I think it's particularly sad just within a few short days of the death of one of the councillors within our coalition, which obviously gave them the numeric advantage last night. Those who voted to put the Conservatives back in power last night have a heavy burden on their shoulders now, because, quite honestly, we're going to be monitoring it very, very closely and making sure that they deliver for the people of Harborough and don't start to crush the schemes that we've put in place.